you tell me a little bit? I mean, I can guess what you're going to say, but can you kind of describe that traditional view of raising boys, like the age-old blueprint, like this is how you should do it? I mean, how have people been raising boys for decades?
Yeah, there's a number of different aspects to it, but it's sort of an arelational and unemotional model in which we believe that the boy is essentially a feral creature who needs to be permitted to be wild and is only sort of domesticated or tamed at the expense of his real sort of masculine heart. And that has a whole bunch of consequences. There's a wonderful book titled The Mama's Boy Myth, for example, that describes mm-hmm. the messages that mothers get, which are essentially that if they keep their sons close, if they permit their sons to depend on them, they run the risk of undercutting or eroding their son's masculinity and turning him into a softer, less able person. So lots of parenting of boys falls victim to these kinds of myths. I think we all carry them in our hearts. I certainly did. I've got two adult sons now and a grandson, 2.5 years old, and I continually find myself referencing unconsciously ideas I have about what it means that they're boys.
What is the boy code that you reference throughout the book?
Yeah, it's a version of the man code that reflects cultural values, cultural norms that encourage boys to swagger and act tough. Perform risk-taking behaviors, for example, as a way of demonstrating how cool or how tough they are. It's not daring to show vulnerability emotionally, not showing that you're scared or not showing that you're sad.
Anything parents and teachers can do to reverse that when they see it happening?
Yeah, that's the whole point of my book. I believe that we are in a position to reimagine boyhood and to do it, to redesign it more in accordance with what we know human children need fundamentally. And for boys, for girls, for all human beings, that really is about connection. And so what parents can do is they can make sure that they are the relational anchor for that boy, the one whose influence really, really stays alive and robust in the child's mind, and therefore to whom he's accountable. Children who carry their parents in their hearts and minds are less vulnerable to being pulled by the peer group into those kind of hyper-masculine behaviors and displays.
And parents, teachers and coaches can also be allies.
Yes, that's right. The most important thing they can do for boys is to keep them close.